We're doing the Avat Chesed. The Chafetz Chaim is up to the last reason why people have an excuse not to do Chesed. Sometimes a person says, I've already given someone else a loan. I'm not giving him a loan. And he says, you know, I gave so-and-so a loan and I never got that money back. I'm not giving another loan. And this, in truth, this has no validity either. If that guy, you lent him the money and he didn't pay you back, so he's, let's say, he's entered the category of the Pasuk in Tehilim, the wicked take loans and don't pay back. Can you say because he didn't pay back, everyone else isn't going to pay back? All of Israel now are all wicked, they're all going to refrain from paying back their loans? That's not so. But anyone you could rely on, that you know he's going to pay you back, you're not absolved from the obligation to give him a loan just because one guy, he didn't pay back. Being that a person can afford to give the loan, so then that's not an excuse. A person can't say, well, that's it. Once I didn't get it back, that's it. I'm not giving loans again. I have a friend who doesn't lend any of his tools, because he's lent tools to neighbors and he didn't get them back. I've also lent tools to neighbors and haven't gotten them back. That's true. It happens, right? So I have a list on the door. No tool or book leaves the house without being written on the back of the door. On the back of the door, so I don't forget. Glued to the back of the door. Now that doesn't always help you. Sometimes I call people up and they say, you sure I still have your book? And I say, yep, it's written on the back of the door. Here's the date and I never got it back. And then usually I do get them back. Usually. But it's very natural that after once or twice that you don't get something back or you get it back ruined. I told you guys the story about the ladder, that you don't feel like lending again. And the Chafetz Chaim reminds us that's no excuse. And certainly, if the guy is willing to give you collateral over the loan, that's no excuse. And with regard to that guy who didn't pay back, then it depends. If the reason is because he's a toughie, he's a mobster. You didn't know it when he took the loan, but now you can't deal with him. You know you're not going to win. And the guy says, I'm not paying you back. What are you going to do about it? So, if shav defatu tu mila alfot, avi miten lo mashkon, peni alila lav beza alila achar kach. So, could be that guy, you don't have to give a tough guy a loan, because even if he gives you collateral, you know that this guy, you can't trust him. So, it could be that a guy like that, you don't have to give him a loan afterwards. Let's say it wasn't the guy's fault. Something happened and he really couldn't pay it back. He had good reason to think he'd be able to. And suddenly something happened that he couldn't. His business went down. He became impoverished. Then one is not absolved from giving a loan even to that same person, giving him another loan, provided that he'll give you collateral that you could collect from. If you have decent collateral and you know it's not his fault that he didn't pay you back, things happened and it wasn't his fault. So in such an instance, one would even be obligated to give him a second loan, even though he didn't pay back the first loan. If you know it's not his fault and you could afford to give the loan and he could give you good collateral, so then the Chafetz Chaim says one would still be obligated to give him a second loan.